is impacting our community.
This is a speech and Q&A sessions from Green Party VP candidate Jamu Baraka. Mr. Baraka spoke at Grand Rapids Community College in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
With no further ado, here's our next vice president, Jamu Baraka.
To make history? I said, are you ready to make history? Yes, we are making history. We really are. It is really an honor and a pleasure to be with you here this evening here in Michigan. As Luann said, we have been on a whirlwind of activity these last day and a half. It's been a lot, but I'm telling you, it's been, really been quite gratifying to get a chance to spend time here in this great state, this very important state, and get a chance to dialogue and interact with some fantastic activists here in this state, including the activists from the Green Party. These are some fantastic folks, and I want to thank you all for all the hard work that you've been doing, and Luann, you in particular. So thank you so much. You know, folks, I've been, I've had a chance to really move around this country in a very intense way over the last few months, and I've seen a lot. I just did a press event, and the question was asked, what have people been asking us as we move across this country? And I can report to you that people are concerned. They are concerned about the direction of this great nation. They are concerned that their experiences aren't really getting the kind of attention that they really need. They're concerned that we have a process where the issues should be debated as we make a determination who we're going to support in this election. But instead of those issues being debated, we see the kind of childish, dangerous, personal bickering and diversionary politics that is really exposing the underdevelopment of what they call democracy here in this country. And people are really saddened by that. We have a lot of difficult things we have to address, a lot of difficult issues, a lot of contradictions, if you will. And many people around the country are saying that we are not getting to that very important conversation. And they say, you know what, even though we're not hearing that conversation among the two major parties, they tell us that they are yet gratified by our efforts. Because when we come together, we attempt to at least talk about the things that we believe are important. And we give people a chance to talk about the things that they believe are important. And that is so vitally important. We're not here just to talk about supporting Jill Stein and myself and voting on November the 8th. You know, the thrust of our message is that we, in fact, do have the power to make change if we understand that power, and that the change that we have to make is going to be as a result of a protracted struggle. So it's important that we vote on November the 8th. We need to get at least 5% across the country, and I come back and talk about that in a moment. But what's really more important than even that is to build the kind of apparatus, the kind of structure that we need in order to engage in the protracted struggle for real fundamental change that we have got to make here in this country. So when we come together like we're going to do this evening, we're not just going to talk at you. We're going to have a conversation. I want to hear from you. I want us to have a chance to exchange views, to get a sense of how you see this election and how you see the future and what we need to do to build that collective future. Now, I want to set the stage, though, for this conversation. And to do that, we want to talk a little bit about the values of the Green Party. Now, many of you, of course, know what the Green Party is all about. But we need to also, come back and sort of reinforce that. And to do that, I have some helpers here this evening who are going to come up, and they're going to talk about the Green Party, what they believe to be the most important of the ideals of the Green Party. So I have some helpers who are going to identify themselves from a local middle school here. You all come on up. They are involved in a very, very interesting and important project. They are representing the Green Party in a debate, right? Yes. And so they've been doing some serious research. And I told them they actually know more about the Green Party than I do. So I want them to take me off the hook a little bit also. So they're going to come. We have the candidate. I want you all to introduce yourselves first, and then you're going to share with the gathered masses here your understanding of the things you see as the important elements of this Green Party.
Hello. I am Larson Bryce Bukowski, and I am supposedly going to be the candidate for the mock debate of our school.
My name is Zuzu Elizabeth Trottier. I am the issues director for our little mock Green Party for our school debate.
I am Amelia Dufour. I am the campaign director for our debate at our school.
And I'm Elizabeth Vaquero, and I'm going to be the media consultant.
All right, so basically I'm just going to go over what I believe, well, what I've pulled off of the great internet, that are the four main pillars of the Green Party. One is peace, because the Green Party believes that military action is too costly, especially at this time since our debt is so high. So they believe that the military budget must be cut drastically. The second would be ecology, because climate change is very real and very dangerous, and one of the main problems of that is fossil fuels. So we need to use renewable energy instead of fossil fuels. Another one would be social justice, because minimum wage is extremely low and barely livable, if not at all. So we need to raise the minimum wage. And from what I checked earlier, the minimum wage in Michigan is $8.50 per hour, which is not even close to livable. And another one would be the grassroots democracy. And we need to open up more debates to hear what the people have to say instead of just closing it to two people bickering like tiny children.
Fantastic. Any questions? Now, did you identify the school that you're a part of?
Yeah, we're a part of East Rockford Middle School, a school in the middle of nowhere, so I don't expect you to know it. And
I have a question.
Yes, you do.
What did you know about the Green Party? Did you just get this assigned to you randomly, or did you guys volunteer and say, we want to be green?
Well, what we did was they sprung this at us for a day, and then we had a night to decide. So we did background research, and we found that we each line up to the Green Party more than any of the other parties and agree with it more than anyone else.
Okay.
That's your mom.
Well, thank you so much for that help.
I feel like I'm going to have a stroke.
Thank you. Let's thank them again. You know, that is the kind of that's what keeps us going in this struggle, in this campaign. You know, I had a chance yesterday in Detroit to go to Renaissance High School, a very important school in Detroit. And we had a chance to have a conversation with, it must have been 500 students. And I was struck by the sharpness of their questions. These are young people who understand that, you know, things are not right. And they are looking for answers. And they have some really well thought out questions for us and kept us on our toes. But the thrust of their questions were very similar to what we've been facing and running into across this country. That people are disgusted with the state of democracy. That they are living a lived experience in which, you know, people are telling us that things are so much better, but they have friends and family that says otherwise. And they don't see those concerns being reflected in the current discourse. You know, and so that's why they also reinforce the fact that this campaign is so important, because we are raising the kinds of discussions, the kind of issues that have to be raised. We have to make sure that everyone's experiences is counted, that everyone's voice is heard. And that's the genius of having a real democratic process, something we don't really have at this point in this country. And that's why we have to fight for democracy. We have to fight to open up this process. We have to fight to make sure that we're able to maintain our democratic rights, because we know that both of these two major parties and very powerful forces in this country are not interested in democracy. And we see that at play dramatically here in Michigan. One of the things that we see being modeled here in Michigan, a very dangerous phenomenon, and that is, and this is started under a Democrat administration, and that is the creation of these emergency managers. That is one of the most dangerous developments I could point to in quite some time. Because here you have a situation where you have these appointed individuals who are sent into a community, and basically all of the democratic decisions that were made by the people of that community, be it the school boards, city councils, the mayor, all of those decisions are basically nullified. And this appointed individual has the ability to, in fact, make major decisions that impact people's lives. And the people have no real recourse. Now, what we have in Michigan, basically, is we have these emergency managers in most of the cities, where you also have these concentrations of people of color, in particular black folks. So there's another message being sent here, that not only are we seeing this anti-democratic development, but the population that appears to be the first target of this kind of activity are, in fact, African Americans and other people of color. And that's very, very dangerous, because it has some serious implications. What it says is this: you can maintain the facade of democracy, while at the same time you can create a totalitarian experience for certain select communities. And if those experiences that people are going through, this new kind of totalitarianism, if that's now felt by the vast majority of the people, then you have a situation where you have democracy and totalitarianism existing side by side.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Dia de los Muertos PDX 2016, Wednesday, November 2nd, from noon to 11 p.m. at Audio Cinema in Portland. This annual celebration of the Day of the Dead honors our loved ones who have passed. There will be altars, music, face painting, food, drinks, and more. Again, that's Dia de los Muertos PDX 2016, Wednesday, November 2nd, from noon to 11 p.m. at Audio Cinema, 226 Southeast Madison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO in Portland. It's 5:59. Do you have used furniture, household goods, clothing, etc. that are good enough for resale? Make an appointment with Rerun Consignment Retail on Northeast 7th and Fremont and raise funds for KBOO. Make sure to tell them your stuff is for KBOO Community Radio. After they sell it, KBOO will receive a check to help run our community radio station. For more information, go to kboo.fm/rerunsale or call 503-517-3786 to arrange for a consignment appointment. Also call to see if they can accept your larger items. Thank you for supporting KBOO with your used goods.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, the transportation choice of Portlanders since 1946, with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab has a mobile app that allows you to book a cab with your phone, available at the App Store, Google Play, and at radiocab.net. Or, if you prefer, you can talk to a real person at 503-227-1212. This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.